All right, at the beginning of the story, we find the boy and his three pets again, and they're going to a city park to have a day of relaxation in the park. They're all hanging out together until the frog leaps out of the bucket when no one else is looking and makes his own way through the park. He waves everybody else goodbye, and he keeps going. So the first thing he encounters is some flowers and a butterfly, and he sees another bug in the midst of the flowers, so he goes to grab it and eat it. And he catches it, but then all of a sudden he realizes that it's not what he thought it was. It is a bee, and it stung him in his tongue, and he has a huge welt. So he's not too happy about that. But he recovers, and he goes wandering again. And what he finds is a couple that's having a picnic, a nice romantic picnic, and the boyfriend is pouring his girl some tea, and they're sitting on a nice picnic blanket and everything. And it's pretty idyllic until the frog decides to climb into the picnic basket when no one else is looking. And so the girl is reaching around inside the basket, trying to find her sandwich or whatever it is she's going to eat. And all of a sudden she feels this slimy little animal crawling around inside. And she pulls it out and it's the frog. And she's really angry at the frog. The boyfriend is also kind of scared. He drops his drink all over the girl. And the girl is really angry. She's roaring at the frog as he runs away. And the boyfriend, on the other hand, is enjoying the whole scene. He just laughs it off. And hopefully his girlfriend's not too mad at him for that. The next thing the frog finds is a pond with a little boy who's playing with a toy boat. And his mom's off in the distance reading a book on a bench. So what's he going to do with this? He leaps into the boat. The boy's really surprised. But the frog finds himself in the boat. And he's too big to be held by the boat, so the whole thing sinks. And he ruins the boy's time. The boy's crying, and the mother has to go into the water and fish the boat out. She's very angry at the boy, apparently, because she doesn't realize it was the frog that did it. And the frog, meanwhile, swims away unnoticed by anyone except the little boy, who no one's going to believe anyway. So the frog swims across to the other side of the pond and climbs out, and he sees on another bench a lady sitting with a baby carriage. So he heads that way. He leaps into the baby carriage when no one is looking except a cat that's nearby that he hasn't seen yet. So he's inside the baby carriage, and the baby, who's dressed in a bunny costume, sees him and is a little weirded out, but he doesn't really know what to do because he hasn't ever seen a frog before. The mother decides to feed him, but she's not looking very closely because she's too absorbed in her magazine. And she starts feeding the frog instead of the baby. And it's not until the cat leaps up and scares everyone and starts chasing the frog that she notices. And so it's a big disaster. The baby carriage gets knocked over. The baby's crying. Everybody's all in a big fuss. And the cat, meanwhile, starts pursuing the frog across the park. The frog is running for his life. He's desperate. The cat's about to pounce on him. It grabs his back leg. It jumps on top of him. The frog thinks that he's about to die. And then, all of a sudden, he's saved by his friends, the boy and his dog, who come over and scare the cat away. Everybody's glad to see the frog again. And they're all reunited. And they have a nice exit from the park after a very exciting day.